We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And Doug, it is Trip Report Day, one of Derek's trips.
Yeah, not just any trip, a Derek trip. So your favorite type of show.
It is. These are my favorite shows, and Doug pretty much takes over, and then I just talk, which I'm good at doing. So I'm excited to talk all about our recent trip to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, but before we talk about your trip, we're going to talk about our trip.
Yes,
we're going to
be
going on the You Define Magical, a Rope Drop Radio trip, June 4th through the 7th. We'll be having meetups in the parks the whole week, Tuesday through Friday. Yeah, 4th through the 7th of June. It'll be fun. Come find us. If you book through Touring and Cruises Travel, you will receive special luggage tags made by yours truly, a Rope Drop Radio magnet, a Rope Drop Radio sticker, and a very special trip only sticker that you can only get by booking through Touring and Cruises. So book through Touring and Cruises, tell them you're booking the Rope Drop Radio trip. Don't just like say, I want to book June 4th through the 7th or 3rd through the 7th. Like, you got to actually tell them you're booking the trip. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know everybody that books that week. So go over to Touring and Cruises, book, come visit. It'll be a good time.
It'll be a lot of fun. I know I talked to a lot of our Patreons and listeners while I was in the parks. I know some are already booking. It's going to be a great time. And thank you, Patreons, who I ran into in the parks. I do want to give a shout out to three new Patreons. James Doyle, who we did a whole episode to. So I'm glad you became a Patreon.
Right.
Then Nicholas Reed, thank you so much. And then my Packer buddy, Kaylee Whitwer, who listens to us in between Packer podcasts, which is how I think a lot of people should do it. So thank you guys so much for joining the Rope Drop Radio community. I did do some bonus audio on the trip, so you can check those out. And also, I'm going to be doing the Patreon March special live show
Zoom show here
in a couple weeks. I'll be posting that all in the community. I think I have the date locked in. I just do not have the time. Also, I found out when I did lock in the date, it is Easter Sunday, and so I had to not do that.
Unlock and relock, finding a different lock. And so the Zoom is for certain levels, bonus audio another level. The base level, you get your after show. So the after show this week, we're going to be talking about some of your travel drama, Derek.
Oh, there was some drama. Florida shut down at one point. Literally no flights going in and out of Florida. What do you do?
Well, that will be on the after show today. But before we get to the show, another way to support Rope Drop Radio is to share it with your friends, of course. We'd love some retweets and shares on Facebook and Instagram. Love that. But you can also leave a 5-star review. Leave a 5-star review. We will read it on air eventually. All right, here we go. This one is titled Love, 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 5 Stars by Mama to Sawyer. And this is from back in July 27th.
Oh, okay. So love it.
We're cruising right along. All right, so my son and I love to listen to these two funny guys that crack each other up. We love Disney and appreciate all the tips they provide. And let's not forget the giggles. We are going in September/October, so we have been tuning in lots. Thanks, guys. I hope they had a great trip.
I hope you did.
We are very, very prompt on reading these, as you can
see. We're getting behind, but that's okay.
That's a good problem.
We're almost to 600.
Almost 600. It's a good
problem. I would love
to
have 600 by the time we do our Rope Drop Radio trip.
Ooh.
Just saying, guys.
I think
if you haven't left a review, please do it.
I think we can do it. We're at 587, so if
come
we
on,
don't...
we could get that done in a week.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Apple Podcast review. Thank you, everybody that supports the show. And now it's time for the show, Derek. Your trip report. It was spring break. Why go at spring break with everybody else?
Yeah, I thought we'd be the only ones there. Who makes decision?
Great idea.
No, everyone is there. In fact, it was trending on Reddit at one time. Someone screenshotted the waiting times and says, is this real? And I actually went in the Reddit and said, yes, I'm here right now. It is real. So it is busy during spring break. However, spring break is one of the few times of the year, like between competition dance, wrestling, football, soccer, all these school things, that my family can go. We have done 3 or 4 spring breaks in a row. I know I'm going to book next spring break here in a couple weeks. It is a time that we can go together, and looking at it in the future, it might be the only time that we're able to really do a family vacation. Even though it's busy, we still had a magical time. It was a lot of fun. Yes, the parks are crowded.
Yeah, on a scale of bananas.
Yes.
One being hardly any people, like early September, and 10 bananas being New Year's Eve. Where would you rank your banana scale?
A good 8. Some days. Between 7 and 8. But
7 and 8 bananas.
But I will tell you, Doug, the best thing I have overheard in a park in all of my life. I'm on the Skyliner line, getting ready to get on the Skyliner, and the lady next to me goes, "Wow, crowds are just not here. This is so amazing. I've never seen it this slow and not busy." And as my face slowly turns, like Stewie Griffin style, she looks at me, makes eye contact, and goes, "We've only come between Christmas and New Year's. Like, it's a family vacation. So this is the first spring break we've ever done." I'm like, "Oh, that makes sense."
Those last two bananas are the bananas.
Yes. So yeah, spring break is busy, but it's because we can all go, and we're going to continue to go until sports start to really overlap.
Yeah. And enjoy it while you can. Your kids get into high school. I can tell you this, high school activities do not care about spring break. This is where the coaches are like, "Oh, we can get in some extra time."
Volunteer practices. Yep.
No, not in high school.
Well, no, they say volunteer, but you have to go.
Oh, they don't even say that for our kids. Okay. No, it's within the season. The only dead period is the Christmas, around Christmas. And then there's like a couple days around Thanksgiving.
We still had volunteer practice like on Christmas Eve.
That's for club stuff.
Oh, no, that was high school.
There's rules now.
There was rules, but there was volunteer practices. This is outside of Disney. But yes, that always made me laugh that we had that every year.
There's legit dead periods now. Anyway, yeah, enjoy it while you can, because the day is coming that's high school. Anyway, I mean, we had competitions during spring break. So that was our spring break. I was jealous of your spring break. But where did you stay on this spring break?
We stayed at my favorite resort, the Riviera, and it is still as fantastic as ever. I requested a Skyliner room, and that was incredible because it took me about less than 2 minutes.
So when you say Skyliner room, what does that mean? Like a view of the Skyliner or close to the door?
Close to the door of the Skyliner. Okay. So we're on the far side of the property, could leave our room, take the stairs on the Skyliner 2 minutes flat, and push us to Hollywood Studios or Epcot. The Riviera is also great. We ate at all the restaurants, got some drinks at Topolino's, the pool, fantastic. It is my favorite property. I've said that multiple times on the show. It still hits it to this day.
And what kind of room did you stay in with your family of 5?
Deluxe Studio, which is starting to get a little on the tight side. Also, sorry if you're looking for a room tour. We ended up getting in at 11:30 p.m., which we'll talk about on Patreon. But it was nice to have a deluxe studio. You have the pull-down bed, you have the 2 queen-size beds, and then you have the 2 showers, which I really highly recommend.
Yeah.
Also, that deluxe studio at the Riviera has a perfect spot to park the stroller right when you walk in. So I love that. But yeah, Doug, I'm starting to feel it with my kids now in the teens and tween stages.
It's coming, man.
What, one bedroom is going to be here before you know
it. Yeah, it has to happen. And some places, the one bedroom is the only place you can sleep 5. So, yeah. So, did you, since you were staying deluxe, take advantage of the deluxe evening hours?
We did. By the way, these are amazing. So, 2 hours. And you have to look at the times on which park offers them, but it's Epcot and Magic Kingdom, but it depends on the day. The Epcot was fantastic because the park's truly kind of empty. We did meet up with the Shield, some awesome friends of the show and Patreons. We did Test Track. We were able to get Soren knocked out, and then my wife and two of my kids did Ratatouille because I had no desire, and my one son was completely done. But this is where parks stay open 2 extra hours. You can only get them at Deluxe, and you'd be surprised at how much you can get done in 2 hours. It's like a reverse rope drop, but now you're getting 2 hours to get things done.
Yeah, Epcot's hard because it's so big. Stuff is spread out. You spend a lot of your time walking around. Magic Kingdom, you also did it there? Is that right?
No, we didn't. We actually
thought about it.
We were going to, and then my kids at the last minute decided to swim at the resort instead.
It was towards the end of the trip.
Well, and also Magic Kingdom was 11 to 1 a.m., and my kids were not going to make. We had a rope drop the next day, so we're not going to go to 1 a.m. at the park.
The 1 a.m. sounds more like my family style now.
Yes.
Yeah, the teenagers, so... Very cool. It's nice that you're able to take advantage of that perk when you stay deluxe.
It's a really good perk, and I'm glad Disney does it.
Right, and there's not that many hotel rooms that are deluxe compared to the values of moderate, so it makes sense it empties out.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. All right, it's Rope Drop Radio, so we have to ask, where and how did the rope drops go?
Okay, well, that first day, you know, the kids, we all got in 11:30 p.m., my wife and daughter had to travel separate. We'll talk about that on Patreon. They didn't get in until 3 a.m. So who's going to make it to Rope Drop? Well, this guy, because it's Rope Drop Radio. And because we were at Epcot, I could take one kid. And that's the one kid who loves Test Track. That is Declan. So the first day we rope dropped Test Track, got on the rope. It was great. We were able to do it twice. Great rope drop. That was the only probably really great rope drop of the trip. Hollywood Studios.
What you're saying is the best rope drop was when you left your wife, daughter, and youngest son home.
Shots fired. A little bit. No, it's, we'll get to that in another rope drop. We tried to rope drop Hollywood Studios, and that rope drop was an epic fail because Hollywood Studios decided to break down that day.
As it does.
In fact, it trended on social media on multiple different platforms where at rope drop, so 8 to 8:30, only 3 or 4 attractions were actually open. So we tried to go to Slinky Dog. It's closed. So we ended up going to Millennium Falcon with everyone else in the park.
Right.
And Rock and Roller Coaster's down for refurb. Rise was down. Just Hollywood Studios need some coffee.
But was Alien Swirling Saucers?
It was.
As long as...
For the record, I almost did it because I didn't know what else to do at the moment. You could see a lot of desperate parents like, oh, Slinky Dog's not working. I guess we go to ASS. Because we're in ASS. I don't know. But yeah, that one was a little bit of a swing and a miss for us. The next rope drop, Animal Kingdom, is where I really spent some money. Flight of Passage, bought the ILL, got the Genie Plus, was able to get a Lightning Lane for Everest. I'm not getting to Animal Kingdom at 7:30 in the morning. If I'm going to spend the kind of money, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute, on Genie Plus, I'm going to be able to sleep in a little bit. So...
And you've done the attractions before.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom. Spend some money. Don't push it.
But if you've never done them, you spend the money and you can double dip by going and rope dropping some of that stuff too. But
That's true.
It's not that critical to you. You might as well get a little more shut eye. So how did it go once you arrived there?
Oh, hold on. I have one more rope drop I got to share. The final rope drop cracks me up. You'll love this because once again, it was just me and one kid. And that was Callum, my youngest, my 6-year-old. And we went to Epcot, and I was like, what are we going to do? Got to do something we haven't done. 3 Caballeros. And so, yes, I rope dropped 3 Caballeros with Callum.
Yes.
Walk right on, by the way.
As you should at rope drop.
It was fantastic. Yes. So there you go. Was it the best use of rope drops for Rope Drop Radio? No. Did I have a lot of fun? Absolutely.
I mean, that's the important thing. You had some fun. So how like... Some trip highlights. Callum was finally... Oh, wait. No, let's talk Genie Plus. So you bought Genie Plus many of the days. You bought some individual Lightning Lanes. You even bought me some Genie Plus.
I did.
Talk about that. I felt so loved.
So Genie Plus was $35 for the trip...
because of the banana scale. The price goes up the more bananas.
So we got the multiple... Parks version of Genie Plus. So $35. That's not a cheap way to start the day for the record. $190 for our family of 5, give or take. That was a lot. And so that was really hard for me because we did Hollywood Studios and Epcot that first day, and we only got 3 rides out of it. So the second day I said, we're going to save some money and not do it. And that's why we tried to do Slinky Dog. But I really do feel like Disney is trying to find the breaking point of people where Genie Plus is worth it. And 35 to Derek Sassman scale is kind of the dollar amount where I start to hesitate on it.
And it doesn't help when you're buying it for me. I also, so the way what? You yeah. found out you bought it for me.
Yes. I'll share that. You yes,
took a screenshot. Right.
I did. So I was like, holy crap. I didn't realize it was going to be that much money. I'm going to put this on this Visa. I still haven't looked at my credit card statement.
Don't.
I took a screenshot.
Just pay it. Just don't
and
look.
I put it on a couple different things. I sent it to, we have a group of Disney listeners, friends, Joe, Wes, and I also put it on some of our Patreon and things like that. And all of a sudden, Joe from backtothemouse.com goes, why did you buy a Lightning Lane for Doug or Genie Plus for Doug? And I said, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
So I went to a blue tent, got it wiped off. They were great, worked with me fantastic. They thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
Doug, you could have came.
If you had told me about the time you purchased it, right? Mm-hmm. And if I had been up, I could have caught that direct flight and been there by 11.
I know. It would have been fantastic. Come on, Derek. I just wish you were with me. That's what it was.
So because that was like day three or four, right? Yep. I am really curious how many times you bought me Genie Plus.
Just one time. That was it.
Are you sure?
100%.
Are you positive? Yep. Okay. Because I kind of feel like you might have bought it for me every day before that.
So that was the Animal Kingdom morning because I got it switched out at Animal Kingdom. But it happens. And
yeah,
you know what? It's just because I missed you. But I will tell you what, individual Lightning Lanes, another thing that adds up, buying Tron, buying Guardians of the Galaxy.
See, when you have motion sickness, you save money, Derek.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, Disney is. They're really making it harder and harder to buy those. And I talked to like Lauren and Jake Shields, who I know listen to the show and work for touring cruises, and they have a bigger family than ours. It really does start to get pricey. And so I want our listeners to know, we talk about it all the time. You got to buy. It's one of those things we get that
budget
it can
for
be
it.
A challenge. Yeah. Budget. And so when we budgeted for this trip, I said one day we cannot do anything. And we did, we found that day and we made it work.
I feel like if I went and didn't buy Genie Plus, I would just spend more money on Dole Whip because it'd be like, that line. Yep, going to Dole Whip stand.
Makes That's it, well, what would happen. If you don't spend money on Genie Plus, you have to rope drop. And you have to have a theme park that doesn't shut down at rope drop.
So don't do it at Hollywood Studios.
Correct.
I think Animal Kingdom's the most dependable.
Well, Magic Kingdom.
Drop.
Well, we ended up getting such a stack for Magic Kingdom that it was fantastic. It was worth every penny.
Yeah, and that was your Animal Kingdom day where you stacked
them up. Animal Kingdom
up.
Morning and then Magic Kingdom in the afternoon.
You stacked them up in the evening for Magic Kingdom. So,
yep.
All right, let's talk some highlights. Callum is now tall enough to go on all the things. How was that?
As a parent and just watching your kids start to enjoy new attractions, he hit the 44-inch mark. He's like 45 and a half. So that means he got to do Flight of Passage. That means he got to do Everest. He got to do Space Mountain. One of those rides he loves a lot. Which one, Doug?
Everest?
There you go. You got it. He
loved
Everest.
I was thinking it makes the least sense.
He wanted to do it again. We actually did do Everest twice.
Everest.
What Hard ride pass. Of those three did he hate the most?
I bet Flight of Passage because it's weird. Like the thing comes on your back?
No, Space Mountain. He hated Space Mountain. The dark. Actually, I was behind him. I actually kind of got scared as a parent. So I rode Space Mountain with my hand on his shoulder the whole
time.
One
of those, huh? Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, helicopter parent there.
How come the last time I rode Space Mountain with you, Derek, you didn't put your hand on my shoulder?
I was laughing too hard, and I was in front of you for the record because
you
puked backwards.
Yeah.
So yes, there was reasons. I always have a reason, but yeah, Callum being tall enough to do more attractions, and that's why we talk about taking your kids at multiple different ages.
Yeah,
it's just so cool to see him experience different rides and then rewriting rides he's already done before. Seeing him do Slinky Dog and Star Tours again for third and fourth time now that he's older, it's just really a highlight. And him remembering some of the ones, just that's so much fun. And so having a Disney kid like that, we are living vicariously through him.
And he's in kindergarten, for people yep. that don't know. He's a kindergartner. Now, did you do Disney Junior, the dance party?
We did not. We actually okay, went over that. Back oh, there. Derek. I know. That's a weird one for us. Instead, get this. We just went to Launch Bay. His number one character meet and greet he wanted to do was BB-8. So I waited in line with him to meet BB-8.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we did Vader, and it was fantastic.
So, and Declan did Test Track, like, obscene amount of times.
Seven times, Doug. Seven times.
Does that mean you did it seven times, or did you just stand outside and be like, go for it, kid, even though he's a bit young for that? But
well, except a single rider is 10 at Disney. He's almost mm-hmm. 11. So he did do single rider one okay. of the time, I think twice, where we were like, hey, we're going to go here. You go do single rider. We like dropped him off and told the cast member. Cast member was like, oh, that's great. And he went and did single rider a couple times. And then he did it with the family. He did it with the Shield. Him and I did it at Rope Drop twice. But yeah, seven. That's a lot.
That is a lot. I hope he got really good at designing a car and had like oh, he one won. Of the high scores.
No, he really did. He took it very seriously. He's nice. Got an engineering brain, and he designed a car every single time.
All right. Epcot Fireworks. I have not seen the new Luminous, the story Luminous, of us.
Yes.
How is Luminous? Is it illuminating?
It is really good. Here's what I love that Epcot did. They made this thing visible for everybody. It's not what? Just like you have, you know, one good viewing vantage point. They two, made this two where good viewing two. Vantage. Oh, you're right. Yeah, the reverse.
Yeah,
this one you can see not only all around World Showcase, but I had an adult beverage at Topolino's and watched it a second time from on top of the Riviera. So they've done a good job making the fireworks really high and the pyrotechnic really launch and the music. I like it. I don't love it. It missing something for me, Doug. I need to watch it again, but man, I really did.
The tacos of death on the water?
No, there's no tacos. It's just got that one little.
That's what it's missing.
Maybe I missed the tacos. Maybe the Stargate. I guess I don't know. The music. I just something about it was just a little off to me. I do want to watch it again with you on a Rope Drop Radio trip, but I did enjoy how big the fireworks were. It's 17 minutes. I feel like it's the right amount of time, but I will tell you what, if you want a really good viewing spot, it is booking up really early. So I remember by the end of Illuminations, Doug, you and I'd be like, oh, Illumination starts in like 30 seconds and we're on the front line. Got it.
Not anymore. I mean, you keep having new, so nobody's seen it, right? So that makes sense that it would fill up. And so Galactic Hero. Derek, did you do us proud?
I did us proud. Galactic Hero. This was a big highlight for the trip for me because not did I just get Galactic Hero. No, my better half, Madison Sassman, her very first time getting Galactic Hero, and we did it. She was in the ride in front of me. I was behind her. She had Callum. I believe I had Olivia with me, and it was great that we were able to 1-2 punch it out, and she has learned well from the show. And it was great because it was the end of the night, so we have a lot of short kids, some missing cars. I was able to hit the top of the volcano. I knocked that out proud for you, Doug.
That's good. Do your kids know what to shoot at yet?
They do. Actually, both my kids are getting a lot better. They both hit 300, 400,000. It's the inside of the robot's arm. They cannot get that one knocked in, but they have the bottom of Zerg's ship. They can get that at least once or twice. And the volcano actually annoys me because
you can't tell which dot you are.
So the first time I did it, I missed completely. It was probably one of the worst scores I've ever had in the history of Buzz Lightyear, because I'm telling my kids out loud, shoot this, shoot that. And I'm like, I don't know where my dot is.
Yeah, that stinks.
So when we went on with my wife, I was like, I'm not saying anything.
Smart.
I did. You're right. Smart. And I was so locked in at the volcano. I knew a dot was mine. And I think we just went around that corner and it was just da-dink, da-dink, da-dink. And I was like, yes.
Well, welcome to the club, Madison.
Yep. Yeah. Another one. So I love it. Also, whenever you get Galactic Hero, please tag us on all social media. We are very proud of you. We'll your sticker.
We
actually got to stand up and do the pledge. I've never gotten to do the pledge before, Doug.
Oh, so that's you had some cast members that were all in.
Oh, they were having fun with us.
Usually if you get it first thing in the morning, they're kind of look at you like, oh my gosh, you're a nerd.
Yeah, but so we were last of the night. So it was after fireworks and everything.
The more fun cast members.
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Let's talk about some water.
Oh, I love water. I drank a lot of water when I was there because it was hot and I was dehydrating.
So this was your first time seeing Journey of Water inspired by Moana. Thoughts?
I have a lot of them. One, I cannot wait for you and I to walk through it together and do a bonus episode of Rope Drop Radio, even though it is kind of loud in there.
It's loud.
It is loud. I love the idea. And I love like seeing Callum. I went through it multiple times. We went during the daytime and at nighttime. And watching Callum go through it, I was like, oh, this is the age group that they are targeting. Like, he thought this was the most fascinating thing. And I could see other kids, 3, 4, 5. I know my niece is not even 2 yet. She loved it. But after those ages, I have some questions.
Well, there's a lot of reading you can do.
There is a lot of reading, a lot of random water things. The thing that drove me absolutely crazy were the Instagram influencers that were trying to do all the selfies and pictures in there.
There's not enough space for it.
No, not at all.
Like, they have the cool picture backdrop and they didn't give you the proper space to take the picture.
So we basically had to wait in line to go take a picture that wasn't even with the cast member. So that was kind of the challenge. But I will tell you, at night, well done. Okay. They have this angled at the perfect location with the Epcot Spaceship Earth, kind of the lights. I was like, this, I like this at night. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Don't love the location of it, but I do see why they did it.
It's weird, right? It's just...
Epcot is so confusing, for the record, right now. And there's some giant walls up still. I turned around in Epcot multiple times this trip.
Do you think the new character spot will be open for our trip in June?
Do I think the new character spot should have been open 3 months ago, 6 years ago? Yes, it should have been.
Yeah, wasn't the question. June, but...
I don't even understand. I don't know how it's not open, Doug. I was trying to look like, what are they building back here?
I would say that could be a snack bet, but I think we'd both take the side of, why isn't it already
open?
Why
isn't it open? Yeah. I've seen buildings get built a lot faster than this little area.
Snack bet. I'll see which side you are on. I know which side I want to be on. Tiana's Bayou Adventure, open for our trip, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, we're both on the same side, so it can't be really it's...
No, I saw them testing boats.
Sandbags. So they're testing sandbags, so...
You know,
it can be done.
People, I will bet you it's going to push Memorial Day.
What I wonder is how much preview stuff they're going to do. That might be the reason it lags, but I can't imagine they're going to go past Memorial Day, right?
Guardians opened at Memorial Day, so they got to have something for this Memorial Day.
All right, so Journey of Water. Derek loved it, is what I heard, and he recommends you do it 3 or 4 times a day.
But you should please do it during the day and at night, because I feel like it is 2 different experiences.
I think the PSA here has to be, it's not a splash pad.
Correct.
At all.
Also, thank you all the people that messaged me. Are you getting wet? No, I did not. But you can. You can get a little wet.
Kind of some have of to the almost kids, work
I did,
at it.
I did see some 2-year-olds jumping around getting very wet.
On to the thing that we all...
Yes, finally.
About.
It's been food. 30 minutes into the food. Show.
Huh. Do we want to start with the big item or work our way up to the
I think work our item? Way to... and we'll even say what the big item is, to tease. We did Hoopty Doo review. And we're going to get to that here in a minute.
We're going
to
review it?
Yes.
The Hoop-Dee-Doo?
I cannot wait.
All right. So we'll start with the worst thing you ate. Was it Pinocchio's?
It was not Pinocchio's, though. I do think it's hilarious that we went to Pinocchio's. We did a show, a couple months ago? We said 7 years without Pinocchio's. We went to Pinocchio's. The best part of that is my kids, we got off Small World. We already ordered. And they're like, hey, how far to dinner? And it's like, it's right here. You walk off the exit and you turn left.
Yeah.
And Pinocchio's was Pinocchio's. It wasn't terrible. It was chicken strips, fries, Caesar salad, and a pizza. Right. I will say the garlic bread, fantastic. Love that.
Yeah, that is a good side.
Yeah. So, but I just thought it was funny. I was like, we're eating here. Let me tell you where we did not eat, Doug. We did not eat at Backlot Express. We did not eat at Satouli's Canteen. We did not eat at Starlight Cafe.
Oh my gosh, Derek.
Did I feed my kids? I did.
I'm shocked. Did you really even go to Disney World? All right. Let's talk about any other. Let's do quick service first. You went to Restaurantosaurus.
We did.
Most better judgment.
Yeah, chicken strips. I think my son Declan ate 374 chicken strips on property. They all looked the same. I took pictures of every single one. I'm pretty sure they all tasted the same. But he is in between wrestling and football season, and he is eating nonstop.
Just all the chicken strips.
Yep.
Watch out, chickens. You're about to be stripped.
Oh, all the chickens died for him.
Yeah. May they rest in peace. So
we did eat at Primo a lot as well at the Riviera, and that is one of my favorite quick service.
What do you like to get there?
We ate all their breakfast meals. Like everything that they have, we got for breakfast.
All the things.
All the things. Yep.
Okay. Any other quick service of note?
Nothing really that I want to linger into. I really want to get to the ADRs on this one.
All right. So let's start with Mama Melrose.
Okay. Mama Melrose. This was our least favorite, or in my opinion, my least favorite one. Doug, you convinced me to go back to Mama Melrose.
Didn't you say it was great.
You did. You
said they had new recipes.
So we did a show called Second Time Disney. The first time I went to Mama Melrose, I said, eh. And Doug convinced me to go again. So we went again. And now I'm saying, eh, higher pitch tone.
It's cheaper.
It was cheaper, that's for sure.
Cheaper than a lot of stuff. Chicken farm,
eh. My wife liked her lasagna. My kids kind of ate their food. It is a knockoff Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Two and done. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Sorry. But I gave it another shot.
If you really like Italian, you know, it is what it is. Yes. It is a knockoff Olive Garden, and you know what that's going to be. All right. Other ADRs.
Space 220.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
So Space 220 is one of those restaurants that my kids love. In fact, before we do any Disney trip, when we get to the 60-day ADR thing, I sit my three kids down. One doesn't count because he doesn't know any better. And I say, hey, Gingers, pick a restaurant you want to eat at. And the last few trips, it has all been Garden Grill, Garden Grill, Garden Grill. This time they said Space 220. We'd only been there one time. And I said, huh. I didn't love that the last time. Maybe I should do a second time Disney.
Yeah.
220. Maybe it's time. I knew they changed up some things.
Mm-hmm.
Book Space 220. And let me tell you, I have the exact same feelings I had the last time I was there.
Okay.
It's ridiculously expensive. The food's good, but I don't feel like it's worth the price. And there's literally nothing to look at on screens.
I don't understand that. I just don't get it. Whoever programmed the screens on the Halcyon, please go help Space 220. That's what I beg of you.
That restaurant is set up for so much success, and I feel like they just kind of half did it.
Like the screen work, it's like they thought less is more. This was not a time where less is more.
This is a time where
more is more.
And the drink I got was a swing and a miss. It was the black hole old fashioned where they do the smoke coming out of the cup. And I was like, oh, cool effect. Drink did not taste good.
Oh, well.
So Space 220 was a miss.
Okay. We had a couple more ADRs.
We did four ADRs, two misses, two hits.
Okay. What were the hits?
Well, let's start with Beaches and Cream, Doug, a restaurant I didn't know I would ever eat at because I'm lactose intolerant.
But there's plenty of stuff on
there
the menu.
There is.
And it's one of the cheaper restaurants on property.
Price-wise, fantastic. Food, beyond fantastic. I had a prime rib sandwich. My wife had a Reuben. Kids had chicken fingers, mac and cheese. Every single one of my kids ate all their food. My wife and I ate all their food. Price-wise, this was perfect. And the restaurant's tiny, so I know the ADRs are hard to get. So I'm glad we were able to pull it last minute. My son, Declan, loves Beaches and Cream. He went one time with just my wife, so he's been asking, please, please. We couldn't get an ADR. Even at 60 days out, we swung and a miss on this one. But we were able to get it last minute. And it was for one reason, Doug. One reason. Why did we get this ADR?
Kitchen sink?
The kitchen sink! Yes, it is a whole can of whipped cream, ice cream, brownies, gummy bears, and probably 90 other things in a kitchen sink that we as a family decided to share. I'm lactose intolerant, so I ate the brownies and one bite of ice cream. I did not feel 100% afterwards. My kids, they worked really hard. We could not finish it. But let me tell
you,
the presentation is fantastic. The restaurant was great. The waitress was awesome. We also hung out with hashtag Find Matt, the Mandalorian. He came over and hang out with us for a little bit.
Did he contribute to
the
kitchen
sink? Matt, you got to help us next time.
Yeah.
He left before the kitchen sink came out. But man, was this restaurant one of the, I don't even understand why I haven't gone here before now. I'm mad at myself, Doug.
And it's like bar and grill food, you know, nice and greasy. Sticks
I
to
love
the ribs,
prime rib sandwiches. Right? It was perfect shaved roast beef. It had the right portion of roast beef to bread ratio. That was my fear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you did a good job.
They have a great grilled cheese.
That's what my daughter got. She got the grilled cheese. It was, yeah, fantastic. Everyone ate. That's what I love the most.
All right. Last ADR and
Hoop-de-doo review. This is going to be a good chunk of the show, guys. Hoop-de-doo review is something my wife did when she was 9 years old. And it is a core memory. They actually have some recordings. They have it digitized. She will rewatch them or knows them. She has been bringing up Hoop-de-doo reviews since our honeymoon.
And so Derek's been saying no. Well, I don't look at like it, fun.
I did not see the appeal to Hoop-de-doo expensive. Review. One, it's really expensive. $69 for adults, $40 for kids. So I was like, that's a lot. Also, it's not easy to get to. So you have to travel there. It's Fort Wilderness. You know, you have to take a boat. There's not easy bus transportation. We'll talk about transportation there here in a second. But we got this ADR. In fact, I booked it the day ADRs came out, and I knew it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. My kids being 12, 10, and 6, I was like, you know what? I feel like they're at the right age. Doug did it when they're about the same age. Your kids were about the same age. And I was like, let's do it. And I went in kind of blind. I knew it was a dinner show, and I will tell you what, this is 10 out of 10 perfection. This is some of the best Disney I have ever experienced in my life. I loved every single moment. We'll talk about the food, Doug. The food all is right. Derek Sassman food. Ribs, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, baked beans, all the foods that Derek loves. On top of that, beer, wine, sangria, all the drinks included. So I'm already having a good time just on food and drinks alone. Now the show. This show has been running for almost 50 years. It's one of the longest running shows there is, and it hit. I was laughing hysterically. I was crying. I was giggling. I had all the feelings, thoughts, and emotions. It was awesome. My kids, I didn't know how my kids would feel about it. My 12-year-old, Olivia, wants to be in it now. Her dream job is to work at Hoop-de-doo Review now. Oh. My 10-year-old is laughing the whole time. I didn't know how he would take this. He's a sports fanatic. He is right. Like glued in. But the best part, Doug, the absolute best, like it was already a 10 out of 10. I'm sold. I'm walking away with an awesome review. They pick Callum, my 6-year-old, to get on stage and be the sheriff. And my kid is an extrovert like me. He puts on the hat. He goes. He does the muscle flex. He scares the guy. He takes a big bow. Place erupts. All the people around us are like, oh, my gosh, your kid's adorable. He's so great. They walk him back. He had no fear of being on stage. He loved it. We're now losing our minds at this. They bring out the washing dishwasher things, and Olivia's playing along. They're marching around the restaurant. Perfection. 10 out of 10. I'm annoyed I had not done this sooner.
I told you it was good. The strawberry shortcake's good, but when you have a kid on stage, it does get tricky to eat.
Yeah, we didn't eat. That was the only negative I have is that we got the dessert. Everyone's eating around us, but we're so glued into Callum being on stage that we didn't eat. And so when the show's done. They're like, hey, show's done.
Well, they
get
do
out.
Three a night, so they yeah. gotta like...
So like we're trying to scarf down, and the manager actually comes over to me. He's like, hey, we gotta kick you out. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I'm trying to eat strawberry shortcake, man. So, but he was really cool.
What was that again?
I was trying to eat strawberry shortcake. I was eating while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good manager, though. But then I looked at the price. Let's talk about this for a second. Space 220, $55. Hoop-de-doo mm-hmm. Review, $69. Space 220, my drink was $16 or $17. Hoop-de-doo Review, my drinks are included.
So you're $69, just to clarify for people, there's actually three different prices for Hoop-de-doo Review.
Oh, correct.
There's categories 1, 2, and 3. Yep. So category 2 is $69 per correct. Adult and $40 for child. Category 1, which is closer, $74 for adult, $44 for child. Category 3, which is like on the sides of the balcony.
Would not recommend that, by the way.
Which it's weird. Like you sit, like it looks weird, but it makes sense. We've done it before and it's pretty enjoyable. I've done all three categories, I think.
Oh, there you go.
So category 3 is $66. So you save $3.
Yeah. But, so we went with the $69. In the end, it's cheaper than what I paid at Space 220. I had better food. I had free drinks. And I had one of my favorite shows of all time, unlike Space 220, where there's nothing happening on the show. Oh, an astronaut waved. That is it.
Yeah. The show is awesome. Wow. And some of the people that were displaced by the Star Cruiser are in Hoop-Dee-Doo Review now.
They were not there when I was there.
No, though not I did your have, night.
I did have one Star Cruiser cast member. On,
oh, Indiana Jones, right?
Indiana Jones, you're right.
Yeah, they're around.
They are.
They're all hanging
so
out.
So Hoop-Dee-Doo, but... holy crud. We got there really early, as they recommend, because people do miss their ADR. I will tell you what, Fort Wilderness has a vibe to it. We played at the playground and went did a little shopping. But the best part, Doug, is the transportation we got back to our resort.
So what did you, so how did you get there, first of all? Because it's not easy to get to. How was your route to Hoop-Dee-Doo?
Yep. So I talked to you and I talked to some other people about that. The best way to get there is Magic Kingdom boat right to Fort Wilderness, because it drops you off right at Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. So we had Tron, individual lightning lanes, did Tron. My son did the pirate, or Callum did the pirate adventure. And then we went to Hoop-Dee-Doo. We had great boat karma. I was like, oh, we got to leave an hour before our check-in. Boat was right there. Like, we were the last ones on. They took us over. I was like, oh, good. So we got there way early, which I recommend.
And it's a lengthy boat ride. It's quite a ways over there compared to the, like, it's not like going to the Pauly or Grand Flow.
Yep.
It's a trek.
So the boat over there, fantastic. It's how you get back to your resort. So the easy way was take a boat back to Magic Kingdom, take a bus back to the Riviera, but that would kill what, hour and a half?
And you'd be with the crowds getting on that bus too. And the crowds getting on the boat after Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Correct. So I got a minivan, which has been a minute since I've gotten a minivan. And this is another one of those fantastic, I loved every second of it. They picked us up not far from Hoop-Dee-Doo, like 2 minute walk from Hoop-Dee-Doo.
It's like
bus.
A little parking lot nearby in the Pioneer Village. Literally Pioneer had a hall.
By the time I push order, it was 10 minutes and it took us 2 or 3 minutes to like clean up and get there. By the time we got there, you know, she's already there. She goes, do you need a car seat? We said, yes, car seat in, walk in, get on the minivan all the way back to the Riviera. In, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, it costs us $37. And people are like, ooh, I don't want to spend that. That was worth every penny because we got there right before Epcot fireworks. So my wife and kids went to the pool. They were able to watch fireworks from the pool. I was able to go up to Topolino's, get an old fashioned, the Riviera old fashioned, where they put the cool ice cube. And I was able to watch fireworks from the top of Topolino's. So that $37 saved us hour and a half and made it 100% worth it.
And to clarify, why you did a minivan over Uber or Lyft is because the minivan can come all the way to Pioneer Hall, where if you want Uber or Lyft, you have to get on an internal bus, go through Fort Wilderness all the way to the main like lobby building, and then you get your Uber or Lyft out there. And the same thing if you were to take a bus from Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, or Epcot to Fort Wilderness, you get it there, then you have to take that internal bus all the way over to where the Pioneer Hall is. That's why the boat from the Magic Kingdom is the most effective thing. However, if there's lightning, the boat does not run. So watch your forecast. Don't bank on the boat operating in severe weather. So then you got to really leave early. But yeah, the minivan's the only one that can go all the way to and from where you're actually going. Or you have a friend staying at Fort Wilderness, they pick you up in their golf cart.
Golf cart. Oh, they're everywhere. Saw some really cool golf carts. By the way, I kind of want to stay at Fort Wilderness like 5% more now.
Right. But like, you need a cool golf cart, because when we did it, I felt like our golf cart was like the rental bowling shoe that we were driving around with a big number on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Not cool. We had fun though. All right. Let's move on. Did you see any other shows? We mentioned Indiana Jones.
We did see Indiana Jones. This is might be the first time my kids have seen the stunt show in a long time. It was the first time Callum had ever seen it, that's for sure. So my wife went back to the room to get us checked out and to make sure our bags got to bellhop. I kept the kids. We went to Indiana Jones. It was fantastic. One, we had a Star Cruiser. Our Croy was Indiana Jones, so I gave him a shout out on social media. But my kids loved it. Like, loved it. Like, overly loved. Like, so Callum has nonstop talked about Indiana Jones. So they're officially yours. Oh, they are mine. And yeah, it's great. And that's all they've talked about the last couple days. And so we are going to do a Raiders party here soon in my movie theater at my house. And it just was a really cool experience because I've loved this show. It's my favorite show on property. And I fall in love with it every time because I love filmmaking. I have a degree in film and production and seeing the stunts and now having my kids get involved. It really was a magical moment for me as a parent.
Nice. Nice. Any other shows along the course of the week?
Fantasmic. Yeah. So another one that I do love and keeps moving up and up the chain on favorite shows. My kids, of course, loved it as well, but I like the new version with all the mm-hmm. scenes, not just Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. It's really good, guys. And now they have two showings, 8:30 and 10. So you can get to both.
Yeah. Do you remember when Hollywood Studios had fireworks? What were those days?
Fireworks. Really interesting. Yeah. Remember their Star Wars and like
I know
they're so
Star
good.
Star Wars fireworks that give me like goosebumps every time.
They did every time.
I miss that.
I have to get from Fantasmic, I have to pick my seat correctly on the aisle so I could run and get to fireworks. Yeah, I miss.
Now you don't have to. Now you're just running to get to the Skyliner.
Actually, no.
To a line before it shut.
That was it. Yes, correct.
Is that what you did?
We did. We went to Midway Mania.
Right after Fantasmic.
Yes, we had it was our last Lightning Lane.
Nice. All right. And overall, trip, I swear every time I looked at social media when I was clicking through the old story on Instagram, you were meeting somebody.
I was. We met so many listeners, so many Patreons. That's my favorite part. In fact, we met someone who played the trumpet in Doug's wedding. So I didn't realize we had a mutual friend. So Scott. So that's really cool. But that is such a highlight to me. My daughter was wearing a Rope Drop Radio shirt. And I apologize. One of our Patreons actually was like, oh my gosh, I listen to your husband's podcast and support it and got a picture with them. So that is always the best part of any trip, not just the Rope Drop Radio trips that Doug and I are at, but even at the family. If I'm wearing the hat, I know Andy, one of the guys who'd been on the show, freaked out when he saw my hat. I got to meet Pastor John Self. So many of the Shields were there. It was so much fun to interact with people who listen to the show and support the show. So thank you. Oh, Kent, that was great. We almost got Kent. We were a party of five, and Kent texts me. He's like, where are you at? I'm like, Millennium Falcon, you should do single rider. We missed him by one. We had one guy in front of Kent. I was like, I know. Because what my kids wanted from Millennium Falcon was a party of six. And I was like, hey, Kent's going to be in the park. Let's try to get him. And it failed.
So close.
It's okay. We had had Rancho Wraps and Star Tours with Kent, so we still had a good time.
Man, well, I tell you what, this is making me really excited about our trip in June, Derek.
Yep.
And ready to go eat some good food. And I have ideas on what ADRs we're going to get, where we eat. And then we have our meetups where we'll sip and snack and where we'll dance and lightsaber and all kinds of craziness. In store. I love
it. That's my next trip. That's mine officially too. Booked. It is. Ooh, June. Cannot wait. However, Doug, I did book a room today for Disney World, a room that I've never stayed at before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we're going on a cruise in October, and I booked the Grand Floridian. Finally getting that one checked off the list. How have I not stayed there? Because it's expensive. Yes. That's it. There you go. Yeah. We're doing one night to save money. There you go. One night at the Grand Flow.
Night before cruise. So.
Yep. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah, very cool. It sounds like a great trip. So I'll wrap it up here.
You get to do this. Right. I'm going to sit back. You get to do the touring cruises. I'm going to take a break, guys. We'll get ready. We'll see you on Patreon.
Take it easy here, Derek. So if you're wanting to book a trip and go have a fantastic trip like Derek just did, go on over and book with Touring and Cruises. They will take care of your needs. Let them know that Rope Drop Radio sent you. They may be like a Rope Drop person, but probably get extra special treatment because we're extra special. Right, Derek?
We are extra
special. Yeah. So go on over to Touring and Cruises and book your trip. Have them get a obligation-free quote, a free quote that is also obligation free. Yes. So there you go. Also, go check us out on social media. We are at Rope Drop Radio on all of the things. So go check us out on social media where you can find us, interact with us. And then, of course, we got to get to our Patreon show. We're going to be doing the after show talking about Derek's wonderful travel delays. So that is next. So
no trip is complete without travel delays.
Not really. No. So for Derek, I'm Doug. This has been another Rope Drop Radio.
Good job, Doug.